This is a preview from our angel story today.
When we ask all of the questions that we don't understand, and we just keep asking questions and keep asking questions and keep asking questions, we get to this point where we've got a really clear understanding of the entire situation and the way forward. And that's what you're here to do.
Beautiful souls, do you have a prayer request or want us to send you healing energy today? Would you like us to be praying for your friend or loved one? If this is you, go to worldslargestprayernetwork.com to submit your prayer request. And while you're there, please sign up to join our team of prayer warriors. The angels say prayer not only opens you to miracles, raises your vibration, and helps you heal, but the more you pray, the more God's presence is felt on earth. Feel your angels' love as they surround you right now, and listen for the positive, loving messages your angels intended specifically for you in today's episode.
Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Angels and Awakening podcast and radio show now. Casey, I am so excited that you're here. Casey's here to share her angel stories. Casey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. These stories, they just radiate hope and love to so many within the world. So I'm so excited to hear yours. You can take it away.
All right. Sounds good. So all of these stories have to do with my grandmother. She passed away in 2020 and she was really special to me. We were really close. So right after she passed away, she sent me a lot of signs, actually. She always called me sunshine and sang the You Are My Sunshine song to me. In the days leading up to her funeral, I was getting ready one morning and Brandon, my husband, was in the living room just scrolling through social media videos. And as soon as I walked into the same room as him, one of the ads actually started singing You Are My Sunshine. It was a little necklace and started singing You Are My Sunshine. And I knew that was from her. And then a few days after that, this must have been the day of her funeral, I kept asking God for a sign, just that everything was going to be okay. And actually on the way to her funeral, we passed a church with a letter board in the front that actually said, everything is going to be okay. So that I actually got a sign. That's what I asked for. I would say probably a couple days after that, I had a dream that I was visiting her. She was reading a book at a picnic table and she was telling me that she was okay with her time. She knew it was her time and she was okay with what happened. I actually didn't really get to say goodbye to her since it was COVID times. She got sick so fast and I didn't get a chance to see her. So it kind of was nice to see her in my dream. And then this last one, I would say my husband and I were looking for a house and I knew that this is something that she would have loved to be a part of. She was our biggest cheerleader for sure. So, of course, when we were looking for a house, it seemed like everyone else was looking for a house too. We put 1, 2, 3 offers on a house, got denied. Not denied, but other people were going way over asking price. And yeah, that's just something we weren't going to do for our first house. But so we finally got an offer accepted on a house and we moved in. And probably a couple days later, we realized that we had a dogwood tree in our front yard. And a dogwood tree is something that my grandma had in her front yard. And we actually put a dogwood flower on her memorial stone. So I just knew that that was another sign that she was with us. So yeah, that's all my stories.
Casey, those stories are beautiful. As I tune into your grandma's energy, is grandpa with her on the other side? Because she keeps talking about grandpa.
No, he's still here.
Okay. I just want you to know they were still married when she passed because she's so close to him and she's just right by his side. I want you to know that she's really watching out for him. I also just feel that now, is this on mom's side?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like mom worries about dad a lot. And I feel like mom feels his heart. Grandpa's heart. And when I tune in to grandma, my God, she loves him so much. She just doesn't want his heart to hurt as much as it still does. And, you know, I don't know why they bring through what they bring through, but I'm not here to judge that or to not bring you what they're telling me. I can only bring in what they show me. And I see your grandfather just so torn because he wants to be here for your mom. But I do believe that sometimes our heart just breaks with a loss where the world keeps going and life keeps going, but nothing really is the same. And we're kind of going through the motions. And your grandma comes in for your mom and she goes, you have to release his energy a little bit. You, that when it's time for him to go, this is really directed at your mom. You have to let him when he's ready. Your grandma is just so proud of who you are. She's so excited for you. In addition to this dogwood tree, is there a dog? Did you guys just get the dog? Are you thinking about getting the dog?
We have a dog, yeah. She didn't get to meet him, but yeah, he's pretty new.
Yeah, she knows the dog from the other side. I feel like the dog really gets a sense of her energy when she's around. So sometimes when they bark at nothing, that's a sign to me that there's presence there. Just know that grandma kind of, she's funny. Your grandma's really funny too, and she's playful. And she kind of messes with the dog sometimes. I just want you to know. do you guys have the kids yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that something that you're thinking about? Because she keeps showing me kids on the other side that are going to be coming through.
One day, yeah. Not ready yet, but one day, yeah.
No worries. No pressure over here. Sorry if she's pressuring from the other side. She also keeps saying, like, I keep seeing it written down, questions. Like, there's certain questions that you have for her, or there's certain questions that you have for your angels and your spirit team. And I feel like that's more about your life direction, your life purpose. They want to talk about that a little bit. Do you have those questions?
I guess it would just be like regarding my job. I work in mental health with kids, and I feel like I love helping others, and I feel like I am here to help others. I just think that it's hard sometimes for sure. And I don't think I fully know how to make a good work-life balance. And I think I've been trying to figure that out, or maybe trying to figure out if the job's right for me. I would say that's the biggest question for sure right now.
Your grandma's saying to say this. So this morning, I was really, really worried about my dog Fluff. He just has been really, really lethargic the last couple of days. He's not eating. For the past couple of months, I've had to get down and feed him every meal by hand because his eyesight's going a little bit, and he just won't eat off of a plate or a bowl anymore. So I have to get down and feed him by hand. And I knew that I was going to have to make like an emergency trip over to the animal hospital this morning. So I took him, and Lulu was just sitting there looking at me. And I knew if I left her at home, she would just freak out and she would just have so much anxiety. And so I knew she would have anxiety if I took her too, but I just had to bring her. And she wouldn't let up. Like, she had so much anxiety for him the entire time. She whimpered for like 2 hours because she was just, I could feel it. She was taking all of his fear, and dogs don't know. I mean, like, she was just feeling it all herself. And I thought that that was just really, really fascinating that she didn't know what was happening, but she knew something's wrong. She knew her brother's not right. And she was just taking all of his anxiety. And I kind of flashed back a couple of times, like my angels were showing me how she does this for all of us. Like, she just holds a lot of energies. And the angels came in while we were at the animal hospital, and they go, that's how people who are empaths work. They take that energy, but you could see it. I mean, and she just energetically couldn't sit still. She was up, she was down on like my lap. She's down on the ground, then she's up, then she's down. She's whimpering. And I basically can't even talk to the doctor, right? Because Lulu's going crazy. But really, it's Fluff who needs the medical attention. And the angel said, this is what people who are empaths don't get, is that we're feeling everybody else's stuff, not just a little bit. You are feeling it to the nth degree that the other people, like the other person, is feeling it, and perhaps even feeling it so much that the person who's going through the thing doesn't have to feel that thing as much because you've taken over all of their energy for them.
Yeah, exactly. And exactly.
I see this all the time. But as you ask that question, that's what your grandma was showing me, because as I see these kids coming in, you as an empath can flash forward and get these clips too of them when they're going to be adults and what they need. And you just have these different worries for them. And so I could see where it's very, very hard for you to work in the job that you're in because you're taking everything on.
100%. Yep. Yep. That's it.
I don't know that we ever get that to go away 100%. But I think if you looked at it on a scale, you could say we can lessen it from us feeling 100% down to maybe us feeling 10% or 5% of other people's stuff. And one of the things that's really, really helped me is as I've gone through counseling, some of the counselors that I've worked with over time have taught me that if you take on everything for someone else, it truly doesn't help them or serve them for you to be leading your life's journey, going in your direction, learning all the lessons that you need to be learning for yourself, and then doing the same for other people, because you're not allowing them to live their journey when you do that, learn their lessons, live their lives, right? And so sometimes when I see myself taking on energies for other people, I have to stop myself and say, this isn't my journey. This isn't my path. I can pray for them. I can ask angels to surround them. I can have empathy and compassion for the little kiddos that you're working with who are struggling. And I can do my personal best to help every person I work with and encounter to my best degree possible. But I also get to be a human being. And when I go home, I get to rest, relax, recuperate. I get to laugh. I get to enjoy when I go out in social settings. I get to be a human being too. And I'm not sure that you're going to leave this position. I really see you working in this position. I think that you love what you do. Your grandma wants you to see your role here on Earth a little bit differently though, okay? Because she said this like 6 times already. You see things very, very different from other people who you work with regards to the kids and what would actually help them and serve them and what's not helping. I think it was Corey and the episode that I just did recently on languishing, where he talked about being the first researcher on the field to research mental health instead of mental illness. I want you to go back and I want you to listen to that episode because there's something in there for you. Okay. Now, I don't want everybody listening to take the next piece that I say the wrong way. So I want to preface this. Spirit all the time in my readings comes through and says, no one is born through the birth canal the expert in anything. Michael Jordan was not born the expert in basketball. Einstein was not born the expert in his field. They had to work at it, and they also had to believe in themselves enough to become the expert, but they had to get trained. Did you know I give away a new free reading each month to a listener who leaves a 5-star rating of this show on Apple Podcasts or Amazon? After you leave 5 stars, go over to the Contact Me page on my website, theangelmedium.com. Fill out the Contact Me form, letting us know that you gave 5 stars. That way we can contact you when you win. The more 5 stars you leave, the more chances you have to win. And your name always stays in until you do. Don't forget to stay subscribed to our emails so that you know when you've won your free session with me. Sending you so much love and gratitude for your support on this. Thank you. Now let's dive back into the show. This is the piece that I don't want people to take, because some people take what I'm about to say next and be like, well, then I could just become the expert without doing anything. No, that's not what I'm saying. You do have to get training. You do have to do the work. But Spirit also says no one's going to come in and crown you the expert. I've been in all of these different classes over the last year where I've been able to learn from different publishers and different heads of publishing agencies. And what they all say is that some people just believe in themselves enough to take what they're seeing different from the way that their superiors see it, different from the way that their colleagues see it, and make themselves the expert and run with it and put information out there and create change and speak, you know, to anybody who will listen in order to create change. I truly believe from everything that I've seen, and I've been around a lot of it, that the mental health situation in this country is dire, and children's mental health situation in our country at this moment in time is the worst that I think it's probably ever been. So your grandma says, if you can learn to see and hold the vision, if it's your choice of you becoming an expert, you talking to experts in your field, you writing about different things, gathering information, helping in a different way, that also takes your one-on-one interactions. I wouldn't step away from that completely, although one day I think that you will, because you'll be talking so much and writing so much. But there's another piece here that she has you transitioning into. And I do feel that you're visionary, where you get little daydreams, mini movie reels inside your head. Have you seen a glimmer of what I'm talking about for your future?
I think I could see it. Yeah, I feel like I could do anything that I put my mind to. I just got to do it.
Yeah. One of the things that I personally think is really, really hard, and this is just Julie Jancis's opinion. I don't know whether I should say this or not, but there are so many children who are suffering, who are going into situations where they're inpatient around other people who have much different circumstances than they do. And they're seeing a lot of other things that maybe are not the best for them to see. And it's so hard, because you want the child to get the help, but you also don't want to put them in a circumstance where they're going to learn new behaviors that they didn't know before that are actually potentially going to make their situation worse down the road. And your grandma came in and said, you see that. And
yeah,
it's one of the things that you're kind of struggling with, but also that you have the potential to address with policy changes, procedure changes that could be enacted around the country. So I just want you to see here that you have the ability to kind of step into your power, step into a position of authority, expertise, by collaborating with other experts, by asking questions. I don't care when I'm on the podcast and I don't know a word that somebody uses. I'll just say, I don't know that word. You know, like, what do you mean by this? It's getting that real with people and really opening up everything. Because when we ask all of the questions that we don't understand, and we just keep asking questions and keep asking questions and keep asking questions, we get to this point where we've got a really clear understanding of the entire situation and the way forward. And that's what you're here to do.
Cool. Thank you so much for sharing that. I love that.
Yeah. No, I'm excited for you. Tune in to your grandma every day because she's just whispering in your ear all the time.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Casey, for being here.
Thank you for having me. It was good to see you.
Yes, you too. For anybody listening, if you would like to share your angel stories, we would love, love, love to have you on the podcast. You can go over to theangelmedium.com, my website, use the contact form to submit your angel story, and we will have you on the show. Thank you, Casey, and thank you to everybody who's listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Beautiful soul, thank you so much for joining me today. My name's Julie. You know I'm all about connecting you with messages from your angels and loved ones on the other side. If you've been listening today and you're super excited and just have to know which angels are around you right now, who's connecting with you, and what messages they have for you, go to theangelmedium.com. Register for a session. You can do a reading with me or a member of my team. We're all incredible. We all talk to angels daily, and we can help you in making sure that your angels are doing the very best they can to support you and guide you to your best life. If this sounds like you, virtual sessions, they're only offered on my website. Sign up today. And if you're the person who's really excited, you're ready to go all in developing all of your unique spiritual gifts, growing your intuition, starting your own healing business, you can sign up for my Angel Reiki School to become a certified angel messenger. That's for the healers among us who feel called to grow their intuition to the max and serve humanity with their gifts. You'll learn Reiki, mediumship, how to deliver angel messages, and how to get clients. That's the Angel Reiki School at theangelmedium.com, or DM me on Instagram at Angel Podcast with any questions. Before you go, connect with your angels by placing your hands on your heart. Take a deep breath. Imagine a doorway filled with God's unconditional love is right in front of you. Step into that love and feel it as it fills your body, chakras, and auric field. Now ask your angels, what would you have me know today? And open yourself to the positive, loving messages they have just for you.